Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock and you're listening to KKRN Community Radio. We're licensed in Bella Vista studios up here on Round Mountain. And I want to thank you all for joining me this afternoon for an hour of local music. And I'm just very grateful and pleased to bring to you today one of our local musicians. If you tuned in last week, you got to hear him being the backup man. But today he's front stage, and I'm talking about our local community member and friend and supporter of community radio and community music, Harmonica Steve. Steve, say hi there.
Hello, everybody. Thanks, Shane, for having me here, and thanks, Hal, for being here, and Craig, too. Craig Boyer in the studio.
Right, yeah, and once again, Harmonica Steve, he's going to be playing guitar and harmonica and playing some songs off of his newest release CD, Vanished in the Blue. You can get this music at, well, you can get good information about Harmonica Steve at harmonicasteve.com. Imagine that.
That's right.
Yes.
And
Steve music is available on all your favorite outlets. And so, hey, let's just get started off with a couple questions about Steve.
Sure.
Steve, you know, I know you've been very active in the music scene here, the local music scene here lately. And it's been a real treat watching you grow in your talent and stage presence, and done a great job. You've been playing with some a lot of local folks here, and one of them you brought in today is
Hal Johnson. Absolutely. No, we've done a lot of music together, and Hal and I, we've known each other for almost 3 years now.
Yeah,
so met him there at the Brew House at the open mic, and gosh, I've been so lucky to meet so many fantastic musicians and be friends with many people that have helped me, and I've played with so many people, and it's just been great. You know, I've only really been doing this for the last 3 years. Kind of like Hal, I skipped 45 years of playing professionally. Yeah, I played when I was a kid in high school. We had a high school band. I grew up in Berkeley, and we spent a lot of time over in San Francisco at going to see all the bands of the late 60s over at Winterland and Fillmore, and we had our garage band too. So, but then after I graduated from high school, there was just other priorities, and I kind of set the music down you know, I'd pick it up and play sometimes at family functions with my brother and that type of thing, but not professionally until 2015. So,
you sure got back into it quick So I was just while you were talking about being in high school down in Berkeley, I was kind of figuring out how old you were. You were down there during the fun years, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it was the late 60s. Well, you know, I graduated in 1968, which is kind of interesting, too, because my senior prom in 1968, we had Creedence Clearwater Revival band played at our senior prom, and no one had ever heard of them before, and it was very interesting. And
how about that?
Yeah. And then later that summer, their first album came out. So
wow, that's pretty fun to look back on that and say, yeah, those guys were at my reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
How fun, yeah. Yeah, so you've been doing the music here scene, and at one point you were doing a program here at KKRN,
that's
Strictly
right.
Vinyl.
That's
with,
right.
With Sammy Joe and Brittany Butcher.
Brittany Butcher, Ruby Tuesday was
Ruby
her
Tuesday,
radio name,
yeah.
And Analog Man Brian.
Brian,
so,
yeah.
No, I'm used to being in this studio. We did that for, gosh, almost a year and a half. And, you know, Shane, of course, you know, I first started playing with Sammy Joe. That was really my first experience up here playing professionally. And gosh, you know, and we were kind of like the odd couple. I was so much, you know, she was 19, and I saw an ad on Craigslist that she was looking for a backup musician. And she says, I'm 19 and I play music and I like Merle Haggard, the Beatles, and Emmylou Harris. And I thought, well, this is a perfect match.
Yeah, so, I did. Age don't make no difference.
That's
there,
right.
Does it?
I said, well, I'm 45 years older than you, but if you don't care, I don't care. So she was a good sport about that. And she really got me started. She was playing gigs and I hadn't played a gig in 45 years, but she really let me start at the top in doing gigs right away. So I was kind of thrown into the fire early and playing. Yeah, I just played harmonica with her, And I had played guitar before, but really my main instrument was harmonica. And I had had a few chances to play some blues and go out on the weekends and play, but I really didn't like playing with bands and playing the blues. I really liked a different style of more country style in my harmonica, and that's what I got to do with Sammy. And I thank her so much for, you know, I learned so much following her songs and learning all of her. She'd come up with a new song every week, and I'd have to learn it, and then it was really good for me. You know, it helped my versatility on playing. So always thank her for that. And
Sammy Jo, she's over in Nashville.
That's right. She's in Nashville. I just got a message from her the other day. She's doing good back there, and I'm. Yeah, that was her goal, to do that, and she's put in the time and effort, and I have a lot of respect for that young lady, and she's a fantastic musician, and one of the great guitar players around these parts, that's for sure. Fantastic guitar player and songwriter, and so that was a lot of fun.
And then you've progressed up into picking up your guitar and playing it more.
Right. I'd always play guitar a little bit. I always had a six-string acoustic that I played with. And I started out playing the bass guitar in the band and a little bit of harmonica. And then I traded my bass guitar for a six-string back in 1967, I guess. So I played some guitar, but then in the 1980s, they came out with a new style of harmonica in the 80s with the plastic reeds. And that seemed to be a lot easier for me to play. As soon as I picked up one of those new harmonicas, I was able to get to a different level and play some different stuff. And that kind of got me started playing harmonica. And I always knew I could go and play with a band if I wanted to. But my wife and I moved here up to Shasta County in 1991, and we had our home up here in the mountains. We both had the weekends off, and I just didn't want to spend the time going to bars on the weekends and trying to break into the music. So I just didn't do it, and we were both working at the time.
So you just sat there in your cabin by the creek playing harmonica
and entertaining
the animals and neighbors?
Yeah, and on Saturday nights I'd listen to the Tom Petty radio show that he had, and that was kind of the inspiration for our radio show here, Strictly Vinyl, because Tom bragged about playing all his own vinyl records on his radio show. And so when, you know, Sammy and I came up here and played, and we were talking about doing a radio show, I thought, well, let's do one like Tom Petty. And Sammy had an extensive album collection of vinyl, and I did too. I had still 300 or 400 vinyl records left from the old days that I had managed to carry around years. so we wanted to do it like Tom and play our own records, and that's what we did. So that was real fun here in the studio, and
it was well received. The thing that I liked about it, besides the music, the old music, was the some of the background stories, the story behind the songs that Sammy and you both knew.
Right.
A lot of the history.
Right.
The music
and Brittany was so good. She had a lot of knowledge about the older music. I was so surprised that the girls knew a lot about the music that I grew up with.
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing, too, that the younger generation more knowledge than you do about the people you grew up with.
A lot of times. And they can come up with these stories that I had no idea.
Yeah, I know. That's fun. Hey, we're about 10 minutes in the program. What do you say we start playing some music, brother?
I agree. Let's do some music.
And now, are you going to be playing something off that can be found on this Vanishing the Blues CD that you've just put out?
Yeah, this is actually the title track. We're going to do this one the first, called Vanished in the Blue. And my friend Brittany and I, we wrote quite a few songs. She helped me write four of the songs on the CD. And I got to put this harmonica contraption on. Sorry. And she was very good on the lyrics. And we worked together on writing four songs. And, she wrote some poems. I think this is actually a poem that she wrote, and we took part of the poem. And some of the lyrics are mine, and some of them are hers. But we kind of put it together, and people have been trying to guess what this song is about, and Brittany isn't saying. So anyway, you know, I kind of feel like it's about gaining knowledge through loss, and I think maybe that's all we can do with loss is to gain some knowledge and about it and move on from there. So I think that's kind of what this song is about, and it's called Vanish in the Blue. And my friend Hal, we've played this a bunch of times at many different places, so I'm so pleased that he's here to help me with this tonight, or today. So. Stops now. Petals fall from the flower in the rain shower. I'm left here blinded by the view. While watching them vanish in the blue. And I know it's been a long, long time since I had that view. I can see all those things that vanished in the blue. Every time I turn around and I don't see you, I remember all those things that vanished in the blue. Yeah, they vanished in the blue. Vanished in the blue. Unfolding, the free before the fall, and it burns like the heat of a flame. Oh, left all alone by the bird that flew, and I watched it vanish into the blue. And I wonder if when time's passed, everything is new. I can see all those things that vanished in the blue. And when I come back round, I won't be a fool. Cause I can see all those things that vanished in the blue. Yeah, they vanished in the blue. Vanished in the blue. Catching and releasing, it's here and now it's gone. A price that one must pay. Instead, let it slip away. Welcome the thorn that grew while watching her vanish in the blue. Watching her vanish in the blue. Watching her vanish.
You know, I play that one quite often off of your new CD, and I can just keep beat with that all the way through now. Yeah, I really enjoy that tune. And like you say, that was co-written with Brittany.
That's right.
Brittany Butcher. And that makes me think of an event we got coming up here March 25th.
That's right.
At Old City Hall, where KKRN's having a... what are we calling it? A spring showcase, musical showcase, fundraiser. Yeah.
That's going to be real fun. And Brittany's going to be there playing with me.
Right.
And actually, Brittany and I are doing some gigs now. You know, she moved to Nashville with Sammy. and was there for, I think, 6 months. And then she decided that she was ready to come back home.
Yeah, California girl.
Yeah, the city life wasn't really for her. so she's back, and she's playing gigs with me now. And she's an excellent guitar player and a good backup singer. And it's just been real fun. We played a few together, and it's been real fun. And while I'm here, I just wanted to thank everyone that helped me out on my CD, on doing the CD. And of course, Bruce Turgan, the fantastic producer there at After Hours Recorders. And I went, you know, I had recorded a few little songs at home, and I had them on a recorder, and I took it down to Bruce, who I'd been in there with Sammy before doing some recording. And I took it down to Bruce, and I said, Bruce, you know, I maybe take a listen to these and see if you think they're, you know, worth doing some recording on. And he took a listen and said, Steve, you know, I think these are worth doing. So I had never really done anything like that. And Bruce just kind of held my hand through the whole thing and showed me how to do the recording and the whole recording process. And it was great. And I spent a year down there doing it. And, you know, Bruce and I have become friends. And I just the way he led me through it was fantastic. And all the people that came in to help me play, especially my friend and music partner, Annie Cody. And we've been playing music together since 2016. You know, it was right after my wife passed away, who had a 10-year battle with cancer. And she passed away in 2016. I kind of set the music down for a little while, but then got back into it, and it was a very healing thing for me to have the music and be around friends. And that's when I met Annie, and she had, a few years ago, had gotten through the same thing with her husband, and we were able to talk about things that we had experienced, and she is such a great help to me and is always there for me and helped me through so many down times. I just love her, and thank you so much, Annie, if you're listening, for everything you did for me.
No, that's great to have friends like that.
And everyone, too. Everyone was, you know, and Sammy and Brittany and everyone. Sammy's parents and family and Hal and just everyone in the music community helped me through that so much, and I appreciate it so much. And then came the wintertime, after... You know, there was a lot of reflection on my part, of course, after something like that, and I started writing the songs. I'd never really written songs before, maybe a few, just fooling around, but, you know, the songs just seemed to kind of pop out of me, and
they were there just waiting to be released.
They were. Yeah. I guess they were, and, of course, in winter of 2016, my house flooded, and I had to evacuate about 4 different times, and I'd sit around the house waiting for the flood to come and writing songs and waiting to evacuate.
That sounds like a song in itself.
Yeah, I haven't written one about that yet. Yeah. I guess Sammy wrote one called Rain that's fairly close. So.
We played Rain. Actually a very requested song of Sammy Joe's Rain. You got Sammy's Rain, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, how about some of these other people I know that... We'll just be name droppers here while we're headed. Scott Joss helped with this on some of the fiddle, and Hal Johnson.
Absolutely. Hal came and sang some harmonies with me. And, of course, Scott, I met him through Annie Cody, and one of the great, well, just about the best musician I have ever had the honor to play with. And he came in and played the fiddle on 4 different songs and just did a fantastic job. And actually, I've been lucky enough to play... quite a few gigs with Scott, and he's a great guy and a great, fantastic musician. So that's really been an honor to play with all these fantastic musicians.
Right, and Michael Bockelman,
Michael Bockelman.
Played with Annie as well for many years.
Played with Annie for 40 years.
Toured USO with Annie.
He played some fantastic slide guitar,
right.
A lap steel guitar on Vanished in the Blue, in fact.
Yeah.
So...
Let's see, and also, I'm just pulling these names off of your cover of your Vanishing the Blue CD. We got Emma Anderson did some vocals.
That's right. Fantastic. Yeah, great singer. And she's also set up all my websites and done my internet work for me, and also happens to be a great singer and came in and sang harmonies with me.
Right. Joe Blythe, Brother Joe Blythe.
Joe has done, I forgot to mention him, and he was so encouraging about my music, and Hal and Joe used to have their Thursday night gig there at
At
the Cal Brew House. And then they would have guests come in, and they gave me a chance to come in and play guitar with them at breaks and stuff. And that kind of got me started in learning how to do the gigs myself on guitar.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Let's see who else we got on here. Miss Diana Wallace of Pine Dogs.
Yeah. I wanted the best rhythm guitar player that I knew, and that was Diana. So
well, that's
asked quite
Diana, a compliment, Steve.
And she came in and played some great rhythm guitar on that. I knew I wanted her on that song and did some real great harmonies, too.
Yes.
Diana's a fantastic guitar player.
And one of the last people I was going to mention, of course, you can think of anybody else, but was your brother, Chris
Teague. That's right.
Getting your family in and on this.
That's right. Well, Chris and I, of course, we've been playing at family functions and stuff and playing for 50 years. So he came in. You know, he's been having some medical issues with a knee replacement and the like. But I did get him up here to sing some harmonies on a few songs. And I just talked to him the other day, and he's going to be coming up and playing some gigs with me this spring and summer. So I'm looking forward to that. And we have our regular gig down there at Mason's Pizza in Bella Vista, which is, I thank them so much for giving us a venue to play.
That's every Thursday night,
Thursday night we have open mic. Right. And then I also do a gig down there every other Thursday. And appreciate them so much. After the brew house closed down, we all kind of migrated up there to Mason's Pizza. And we have a great time out there on the patio in the summer.
Right. And you play Palisadro Inn and Dry Creek Station.
Yeah, all the usual suspects. And, you know, and I played all of those with Sammy and Annie also.
Yeah.
So I knew all the people. And yeah, so that was good that I knew the people at the places, and they were real accepting of me. So it's been great.
Yeah, well, you've had some great musicians backing you and technical expertise, and the CD turned out really well. Yeah. Once again, I'd like to let folks know it is called Vanished in the Blue by Harmonica Steve. And Steve's got, it's harmonicasteve.com. And you got a Facebook page too, don't you, Steve?
Yes, I do. Harmonica Steve on Facebook. Yeah.
And probably you can just go to your favorite music outlet and type in Steve's name. But now they're going to find it under Harmonica Steve.
Harmonica Steve.
Okay, yeah. Right. That's easy enough to remember. Well, let's get back into some more music. We got about 35, 40 minutes left here.
Yeah, let's play some more music. This is one that I wrote, you know, and I'm a real big Tom Petty fan, and I just love the way he writes his songs and sings his songs. So anyway, this was sort of a Tom Petty kind of thing, and this is one of the first ones I wrote, and it was in the winter, and I was feeling a little blue, and, you know, and I really don't write songs about my own personal experiences or about myself, so I kind of lay it on somebody else, you know. But anyway, this one's called That's How Lonely Goes. Oh, I have to change harmonicas. This happens to me all the time.
That's okay. You know, that gave me a chance to ask you about your harmonicas. It looks like you got about every key out there that's on the piano.
Right. You have 12 keys. So,
yeah, and you got 12 harmonicas out there.
Yeah, I finally got all 12. You know, there were times when I didn't have all 12 and I couldn't play certain songs. And with every, you know, with the acoustic guitar, everybody uses the capos. So you just about have to have them all to cover them all.
Well, that's impressive to see all those laid out there, and even more impressive that you know which ones you're supposed to use.
You know, that's one of the main things of playing harmonica is just finding which one to use. You have three-quarters of the battle done then. All right, I got the right one. All right, that's right. That sounds a lot better. Tried calling him, but he wasn't him. That's how lonely goes. Oh, she's alone tonight with just the candlelight. That's how lonely goes. Oh, she tried to explain that it's all a game. That's how lonely goes. Mistake
mistakes were made, but the douchey's paid. That's how long they go. And she will never know all the things that go into making this life. I don't think she'll see things like you and me. That's how lonely goes. As time goes on, better move beyond all the ones who let us down. It's hard to see the way and live every day. That's how lonely tried calling him, but he wasn't here. That's how lonely goes. Oh, she's alone tonight with just the candlelight. That's how lonely goes. And she will never know all the things that go into making this life. How lonely goes. As the time goes on, better move beyond all the ones that let us down. It's hard to see the way and live every day. That's how lonely goes.
All right, Steve. Hey, we're getting close to the half hour. I think we can just play another one, and then we'll come back and read the music calendar.
All right, that sounds good. Let's do Ain't It So, Hal. And this is another one I wrote. Yeah, you know, I was still playing music with Sammy. She was still here, and I wrote this. I wrote this one, and I made a CD at home, and I gave this one to Sammy, and she really liked it. She really did like this one, which is real encouraging for me. And we used to play this at gigs. And it's called Ain't It So, and I do apologize for the bad grammar in that, in Ain't It So, you know, but Isn't It So, it just didn't work.
I was going to say, is there a place for grammar in songwriting?
Not so much.
Yeah, Isn't It So, I just couldn't do it, I tried, but so anyway. Oh wait, we're going to play this one open, huh? I forgot. Oh,
okay.
Another harmonica malfunction. No, wait, that's the wrong one.
All those choices there, huh? If you only had two harmonicas.
I usually play this one in a different key, but my voice is, I've had a cold, so my voice is a little lower, so I had to move it down a little. Should have seen it coming, oh, right before my eyes. I just kind of stood there. He
hypnotized, ain't it so? Oh, you should know. Oh, ain't it so? Oh, you should know. You should know everything. Oh, you said you know everything. Like you know everything, said you know everything. Well, I took off running just to find a place to hide. Well, I guess I should have turned around, oh, and looked him in the eye.
Thank you. That's Harmonica Steve. He's on KKRN Community Radio, Locomotion with Shane, and we're reviewing Steve's Vanished in the Blues CD. I want to remind you that we are a listener-supported, community-supported radio station. If you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. And there's a donate tab there. It'll take you to a safe, secure site. And you give when you want and how much you want. And you can also send us a check to KKRN P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can find all that information out at kkrn.org. And while you're there, check out our program schedule. We have alternative news that is pertinent to the North State and our population up here, as well as music that you'll find nowhere else, and programs like Locomotion, where we have your local musicians come in, which is a hoot. And I know you out there are really enjoying it as well as I am, and we're able to do it because You've become part of our family, so thanks ahead of time for doing that. Right now, I'm going to read you a quick little music calendar that's put together by Mr. Hal Johnson, and you can find it if you miss what I'm going to say, because I'm going to go through it pretty quick here, get back to Steve. But you can find this information out at A News Cafe, an online magazine, anewscafe.com. And Al Myers, tonight, February 16th, Al Myers and Tyler Mansfield at Cafe Paradiso in Reading, beginning at 7 p.m., while Bill and the Mudwompers are going to be at Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar in Reading, starting at 7:30 p.m. Haven Yates is going to be at Armando's Gallery House in Reading, starting at 7 p.m. North Beat is going to be at the Reading's Elk Lodge tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. You must be a member or an invited guest to attend. Uptown at the Three Shasta Bar and Grill in the Red Lion Hotel in Reading begins at 9 p.m. The Main Squeeze at the Dip in Reading starting at 8 p.m. Mr. Jimmy Limo is doing his regular Friday night gig at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista beginning at 5:30 p.m. And there's an open mic night at Enjoy the Store in Red Bluff.
That's right.
From 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., hosted by our own Mr. Hal Johnson. All ages.
The crowd goes wild.
And the crowd goes wild, that's right. And Allison Skull and Victor Martin, they're going to be at Pops Performing Arts and Cultural Center in Dunsmuir beginning at 7 p.m. Jan Hart is going to be at Lucille's Tavolino in Mount Shasta beginning at 6 p.m. And up there in Mount Shasta at the Best Western Treehouse, Soda Creek performs at the Cooper Bar and Grill at 7 p.m. And, gosh, that's a pretty busy little calendar. But like I was saying earlier, I noticed that Harmonica Steve's not on for Friday or Saturday.
Right.
That's the first time I
have the weekend off for a change.
Yeah, gosh, I haven't seen that for a while. I know, gosh, you're a very busy fellow. And I just forgot what I was going to say. So, hey, anyhow, hey, how about we listen to one of your tunes off your CD we can enjoy some of the other musicians' input on your CD, this new Vanished in the Blue CD. And
let's do one with Scott Joss on there. He did such a fantastic job on fiddle. Let's play number 6 called See This Through.
This is
Emma Anderson singing harmony with me here, and Scott Joss on fiddle.
Okay, and thanks for tuning into Locomotion with Shane, and we'll be back after this tune.
Oh yeah.
really understand why some things in life slip right through our hands. Oh, best not to look back. I'm sure you'll agree. The best things in life.
Back live in the studio with Harmonica Steve and Hal Johnson, and thanks Steve and Hal for coming up again. And that was a tune off of Steve's newest and only CD, I guess.
That's my yeah. only and probably yeah, all right probably the, my yeah. last one, first and last.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You just yeah, doesn't have enough of that fun, huh? Well, this is definitely one you want to grab then, if this is the first and last one you want to get them before yeah. they get off the shelf.
You heard Scott Joss playing on that song, and what, right. I mean, I know Bruce Turgeon calls him the Jimi Hendrix of the fiddle, and I really think he is. He's as good as I've heard, but some of the stuff he does is just amazing.
I agree, and Scott is just such a regular guy. He wants to play and help all the local musicians as well as Bruce Turgeon, and so yeah. that is so cool that they do that. And yeah, Scott Joss, he's right up there, and you know, Scott is one of the kind of people whose instrument you can tell who's on it. He has a unique style and sound.
Yes.
And, you know, I found that to be true with your harmonica playing, Steve. I can pick you out of a whole three harmonica players
well,
that I
thanks.
Know. I can think, well, yeah, that one's Steve, yeah.
Thanks, Shane. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you've actually encouraged me to take up harmonica. I said something about it a couple Christmases ago, and darn if my wife didn't get me a harmonica and a instruction manual.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but I'm not going to play it, so this is all about Steve. Huh?
Keep practicing. Yeah. Pretty soon you'll have 12 of them.
Is that how it works? Kind of like fishing, first the pole, then the boat. And then all right, well, let's get back to some live music with harmonica Steve here. We got about 15 more minutes here.
Okay, and, let's quickly do. This is one that Brittany helped me write, and actually this was a dream that she had, and she wrote a poem, and I had this little melody in my head, and I had tried to write lyrics to this, and I just couldn't get past it, and Brittany sent me this poem, and it was just crazy. It just worked perfectly. I started singing her poem right along to this little tune, and it just worked perfectly. So I think it was meant to be. And this is called The Writing on the Wall.
writing on the wall, words of wisdom that I've heard before, but I couldn't bear to read them anymore, though I was the one that put them there. And I can see the writing on the wall. I can see the writing on the wall. Oh, the wise ones say, let it go and set it free. But pain is the word I use. Oh, I can remember what I don't want to remember. Those words all around, clinging to me forever. As tears fill my eyes, I still cannot believe. Oh, I still cannot believe. Oh, but I can see the writing on the wall. So many things that were close to me, but I can see the writing on the wall. Oh, and I can see the writing on the wall. Oh, the writing on the wall. Oh, the writing on the wall.
That's Harmonica Steve, Writing on a Wall. That is one of the songs that you can hear off his Vanished in the Blues CD, available on all the big music outlets. And, of course, you can get a hold of Steve at harmonicasteve.com and on Facebook under Harmonica Steve. And
I wanted to thank my friend and music partner, Brittany, for writing that one. I just love that one. Thanks so much, Brittany, for having that dream.
Yeah, there have been some great songs written about dreams. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool.
In fact, could we play another one off the CD?
Oh, absolutely.
This is another dream that Brittany had, and wrote a poem again, and we worked on this. And I want you to hear her fantastic harmonies on this one. And it's called Lights from Heaven. And it's...
That's number five.
That's number
track
five.
Number five. Okay, yeah, and we're set up and ready to go. So, we'll play that, and we'll come back and do the Saturday calendar and then finish off the hour with another song or two from Steve. Okay, here is Lights from Heaven. Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Thank you. travel, I look to the sky to show me the way. I know I can find all those things I've been searching for, but I have faith I'll be set free. Then from that lost horizon, shooting stars flew over me, and then I knew I'd be with you again. Oh, light from heaven fell right in front of me, light from heaven to guide our way. Fades away, stars appear before me, so I can be with you again. Oh, lights from heaven fell right in front of me, lights from heaven to guide our way. Oh, lights from heaven appeared right in front of me, lights from heaven. Tonight as I walk down that road has been so well traveled, I look up to those lights, for I have lost my way. I know you look up even though it hurts you too, just know that I will come and find you someday. Just know that I will come and find you someday. Lights from heaven fell right in front of me, lights from heaven to guide our way. Oh, lights from heaven appeared right in front of me, lights from heaven to guide our way. Oh, lights from heaven fell right in front of me, lights from heaven to guide our way.
Back in the studio, KKRN Locomotion Machine with Harmonica Steve. Here's Saturday's community music calendar. The real Joel Steele is going to perform at the Great Escape in Reading beginning at 7:30 p.m. Haven Yates at Armando's Gallery House in Reading starting at 7 p.m. J. Norman Stewart's going to be at the Woodside Grill in the Gaia Hotel in Anderson from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. One Night Stand at the Wonderland Tavern in Mountain Gate beginning at 8 p.m. Achilles Will, we're going to talk about them in just a moment here. Combe, Ariel, Pemberton, Jeremy, Oliveira, and Gitano Jaguero. Oh, excuse me for butchering your name there. they're going to be at the Brewcraft Cafe in Reading beginning at 7 p.m. Manzanita at Fratelli's Pizza Parlor in Reading beginning at 6:30 p.m. Bird Feeder is going to be at Sweet Spot in Reading tomorrow night, beginning at 6:30 p.m. New Boys United at the Reading Civic Auditorium, beginning at 6 p.m. Uptown at the Three Shasta Bar and Grill, beginning at 9 p.m. tomorrow. Kurt Travis, Emery, a Maronette, and find yourself at the Dip in Reading starting at 8 p.m., 21 and over. And the Pacific Crest Chamber Facility performs at Pops Performing Arts and Cultural Center in Dunsmuir beginning at 7 p.m. And Achilles will be performing at Pilgrim Congregational Church tomorrow in Reading starting at 8 p.m. This is all ages, presented by the Oak Song Music Society. Tickets available in advance from Music Connection in Reading or from brownpapertickets.com. And Achilles Wills, Pete Ingwin, Oak Song's president and artistic director, he notes with pride that the band's songwriting skills have been lauded at some of the biggest music festivals in the country, including Kerrville, Telluride, and Rocky Mountain Folks. And Achilles Wills, they're out of Nevada City. And it's going to be the full band tomorrow night. Johnny Mojo on lead guitar and vocals, Shelby Snow on rhythm and bass guitar, Gary Campus and Mark McCartney on drums, and Ben Jacob on keyboard. And yeah, that's at the Pilgrim Congregational Church tomorrow. You can find out all that information at oaksongs.org. And now we're going to get back with a little bit of time we have left with Harmonica Steve and Hal Johnson backing him up on guitar. And Steve, what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, we're going to do a cover song of written by one of our friends, Sammy Joe. And this is my favorite one of hers. And I just... if Sammy, if you're listening, thanks so much. She kind of gave me my start playing music, here. And without her, I don't think I ever would have started doing it again. And she taught me so much, and I appreciate her so much. And we played hundreds of gigs together. And I learned a lot from her about writing songs and playing gigs and everything. And this is one of her fantastic songs called Rain. And maybe it'll bring us some rain because we sure need it.
sunny day, but it feels like rain.
That's Mr. Harmonica Steve. Steve, I was hoping to get one more in, but we are running behind.
Okay.
Man.
So well, thanks a lot, Shane. And thanks so much, Hal, for coming up and helping me out, as usual.
Thanks. Thank you for inviting me, Steve.
Yes, and thank you guys once again. I just want to remind our listeners one more time, we're here because of you. We are a listener-supported radio station. Go to kkrn.org and donate. Thanks. Geezer Rock coming up next. We'll be back next week with more local music.